Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a magical forest and the magical beings that live in it. A story about fairies and pixies, of courage and love, of enchantment. Presenting part one of the Wishing Well collection, written by Liana Wall. As always, if you do enjoy the content, please do consider leaving a rating or review or subscribing to Tales by the Fireside. Every interaction truly does mean the world to this channel. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. The Wishing Well Collection, written by Liana Wall. Enchandream Wood. There is a land where magic is the power of all creation. There is a land in which every flower that blooms, every leaf that grows on the trees, and every creature that lives in this wondrous, mystic realm have all begun with the power of magic. The stories you are about to read come from an enchanted forest, where all the magic of the world begins. This is a land where no human has ever set foot. It is a dream-like haven hidden away from mankind. It is a place where you have to believe in magic in order to find it. This land is called Enchandream Wood. Deep in the willow trees, beyond the River of Wonders, lives a kingdom of fairies. These fairies are not your usual type of fairies. No, these fairies are created to hold the keys to all the happiness, inspiration, love, support, and comfort for humankind. Here in Enchandream lives the most beautiful queen of all the fairies. Her name is Selina. Selina is the most magical fairy of them all. She is kind, thoughtful, and has exceptional powers to help the humans in the other world. Selina has 5 daughters, who each gained one of Selina's magical powers. These powers are unique and special to each fairy and chosen by Selina. These powers help, guide, and encourage others. Selina gave her daughters these magical powers to keep with them forever, and so that they can use their special gift in times of need. Many people often wonder about the fairies and the creatures that live deep in the hidden places of Enchandream Wood. Many have tried to find them, and many think that they've seen them. The legend and the tales of Selina and the creatures in Enchandream remain a mystery to all mankind. Yet, dear reader, know this wonderful thought. When the sun shines or the rain falls, when the stars light up the sky, when you're feeling happy with love or have a dream inside you, this is the powerful work of the fairies and the magic that they possess. They have created and sent this just for you. Queen Selina's firstborn fairy princess is called Sparkle, and this is where our story begins. The story of Sparkle, the fairy of hope. It was a summer evening. The sky was glowing with a warm, shimmering sunset. The forest and the creatures of Enchandream were waiting in anticipation for the arrival of the first fairy princess. As the sun slowly began to set, filling the sky with gleaming orange light, the queen of the fairies, Selina, was so delighted that she would soon be welcoming to Enchandream the first princess of the fairy kingdom. As the sun glimmered its last ray of light, Selina looked up to the night sky to see all the stars beginning to fill the darkness, one by one, like 1,000 diamonds. With joy and contentment, Selina looked at the baby fairy in her arms and said to her, "The stars are shining extra bright tonight. I shall name you Sparkle. You have given me a feeling of positivity, confidence that our kingdom will continue to grow, and so I grant you the power of hope." That very moment, a shooting star flew across the night sky with the most beautiful, dazzling trail of light. The other animals and creatures in the kingdom saw this up above and stared in amazement. They then knew that the first princess fairy, Sparkle, had arrived. Over time, as Sparkle began to grow, she showed herself to be a very cheerful fairy. She enjoyed watching and listening to all the nature around her. Sparkle was also very thoughtful. She always wanted to guide and encourage others, especially if they felt sad. She liked to look after her friends and those around her. But what Sparkle loved most in Enchandream were the lavender flowers in the flower garden that the gnomes looked after for the forest. The gnomes were very good gardeners and wore red and blue pointed hats. They worked very hard at night, when all others were sleeping, to make sure Enchandream looked radiant and full of colour every day. Sparkle loved the colour of lavender so much that she wanted to wear everything purple and to smell just like lavender too. It was very calming and a relaxing scent for her little nose, and it helped her sleep so peacefully. Sparkle liked this very much. The gnomes always made sure more lavender seeds were planted every night just for Sparkle. As Sparkle was the first princess born to the kingdom, Queen Selina gave her very own ladybird called Dotty, who was a tiny new ladybird in the kingdom of Enchandream. Dotty had big eyes and loved to smile. Dotty also had 5 lucky spots on her back and was a very bouncy, giggly ladybird. Dotty was new to flying too and had to learn not to get overexcited and fly into things in the forest. When she accidentally flew into trees and branches, this made Sparkle laugh very much. However, she always told Dotty to keep trying, you'll get there soon. And this made Dotty feel so much better every time. She enjoyed being best friends with Sparkle. Sparkle and Dotty went on many adventures together in Enchandream Wood. They would spend all their time together. They made colourful necklaces out of flower petals and stems, riverboats out of fallen leaves which they loved to watch float down the River of Wonders, and they also made their own friendship houses out of twigs and vines from the oak trees. Sparkle always completed every task she did. She never gave up, no matter how tricky making something was or how hard it could be to put something together. She knew it would all work out in the end, and it always did. She loved being a fairy and all the wonders Enchandream Wood offered to her. One silent night in Enchandream, the forest suddenly came over very dark. A cold, unnerving mist began to draw in and creep into the woods. Icicles started to appear on all the green trees and leaves, and the flowers began to freeze up and turn into an icy blue frost. All the creatures began to shake with a sudden chill in their little mushroom beds. They all cuddled up so very tight to keep warm, not knowing what was happening to the forest and why it was suddenly so ice cold. Selina woke up shivering. She took Sparkle and she wrapped her tightly in her wings, wanting to keep her warm and safe. "What is happening?" said Sparkle in a concerned tone of voice. "I think the cold has struck Enchandream Wood, Sparkle," said Selina. "The humans must be having a lot of unhappy thoughts at the moment. They are not very joyful in their world. Their sadness is coming to us, and that is why it is cold here." "How can we help the humans?" asked Sparkle. "How can we change these unhappy thoughts?" "By using the power, Sparkle," said Selina. "Hope is the power the humans need right now so that the cold will disappear." "Power? What is that?" said Sparkle. Then swiftly, Selina stood up and raised her fairy wings. They opened up and glowed with all the colours of the rainbow. She started to sing sweetly the magical spell of hope. "Hope is something special we need. Selina is here for you. Look forward to things. Be positive that all will soon come true. Hope is found within your heart and also in your mind. Keep believing, keep it strong, and happiness you shall find." As Selina sang these words, her colourful wings started to fade. Yet Enchandream was still getting colder and darker. Selina looked down at the floor in confusion as to why her song had not worked. "What is wrong, Mother?" said Sparkle worriedly. Selina looked up into Sparkle's enchanting blue eyes and touched both her cheeks with the palm of her hands, and a gentle smile appeared on her face. "It is your time now, Sparkle," said Selina softly, gazing into Sparkle's eyes. "You must help me, using your fairy power." "Me?" said Sparkle in astonishment. "Can I?" she said. "Okay, I'm sure I can do this. I must be able to." Sparkle then stood up tall, head held high, thinking all happy and wonderful thoughts for her and her fairy kingdom. Sparkle was ready in her mind to make this magic spell work for her mother. Sparkle spread her little purple wings. They started to glisten, and she sang the song of hope all on her own. "Hope is something special we need. Sparkle is here for you. Look forward to things. Be positive that all will soon come true. Hope is found within your heart and also in your mind. Keep believing, keep it strong, and happiness you shall find." Then suddenly, all at once, the ice and frost started to melt away. The blue leaves and flowers started to return to their emerald green colour, and the sun slowly appeared through the dark clouds. The ice and frost flowed into the River of Wonders and away from Enchandream Wood. "I did it," exclaimed Sparkle. "With hope, I believed I could do it." Selina and Sparkle held each other close. The kingdom rejoiced, and all the creatures were so delighted that the fairy princess had made their forest a warm, shining, and enchanting place once again. Selina knew her daughter had the first magical power gift that she granted for her, and she would make a fine leader for the rest of her fairy kingdom. Whoever and whatever should be next for the Enchandream and their fairy family. Sparkle now had the power of hope to guide her and to believe in. the story of Glitter, the Fairy of Courage. Enchandream Forest and all who lived there were in very joyful, happy spirits. They loved seeing the sunshine on the land every day, the birds tweeting and singing, the flowers blooming, and the woodland feeling harmonious, filled with serenity. Everything was so peaceful, kind, and wonderful in this magical hidden kingdom. Selina, the Queen of the Fairies, was busy helping the gnomes plant the purple lavender flowers which Sparkle loved the most in the gardens, and making sure that they smelt just right. Selina was also ensuring that the beautiful daisies had the whitest of petals, and the roses grew happy in their rose bushes with all the colours of the rainbow. Selina was excellent at growing flowers in the forest, with the help of the caring gnomes, who were the very best at keeping the gardens full of delightful colours and scents. Meanwhile, Sparkle and Dotty were playing a game of hide-and-go-peep together. This was a game they loved to play. Dotty wasn't very good at this game, as she always hid behind the smallest of leaves, and Sparkle always made her jump when she found her. Sparkle pretended sometimes that she couldn't see Dotty, even though she was often hiding in plain sight. This always made Dotty feel happy, because she was able to win some games as well. They were very kind to each other, and enjoyed playing in the trees and amongst the leaves. As the night drew in, the sun began to settle over the horizon, and the moon appeared so large in the sky in Enchandream Wood. It was much greater than normal, and was shimmering white so brightly that it shone a light beam onto Selina's palace, built in the willow tree. Selina knew at that moment it was time for the next of her fairy daughters to join the family. Under the full moon, Selina introduced the new fairy to Sparkle, who was bursting with excitement for the arrival of her new sister. "This is your sister," Selina said to Sparkle, holding the new princess in her arms. Sparkle looked into the arms of her mother and saw a tiny fairy with the most beautiful hair.
"Look at her hair, Mother. It's so magical it looks like glitter dust."
"You're right," said Selina, "and therefore we shall name her Glitter." Sparkle adored her little sister Glitter so much. She made a promise that night to guide her and be the best big sister in the land. Selina knew she had to grant Glitter one of her magical power gifts soon, but this gift was something she had to grow up and learn to use herself with time. Selina had to observe how Glitter behaved in order to grant her that chosen power. As the days went on, Sparkle, Glitter, and Dotty all played together by the River of Wonders. They danced on the riverbank edge and splashed each other with the warm river water, laughing, giggling, and having so much fun. The blue water was Glitter's favourite colour. She loved it so much that she asked the caterpillars to make her dresses the dazzling turquoise blue, like the colour of the water dancing in the sunlight with the shimmering ripples. One afternoon, after supper, Glitter and Sparkle flew together again to the River of Wonders. Glitter loved to dip her pointed toes in the water and twirl around with her sister. They made up dances together and enjoyed it so much. They loved how they danced on their pointed fairy toes, just like ballerinas. Unexpectedly, there was a big loud caw sound in the air, a very dark noise, the call of a large black crow. It was so loud it frightened and scared all the creatures in the kingdom, so much so that everyone fled as quickly as they could, back to their willows and oak trees. Crows do not like kind little pretty creatures, and Enchandream was filled with them. Crows are the only birds that are not allowed in the magical woods, as they are a lot larger than the creatures in Enchandream. This crow was not welcome, and far too large for this forest. Selina cried out from the window hole in the willow tree for Sparkle and Glitter to fly home right away. Sparkle heard her mother's call and spread her wings and started to fly back to the willow palace. Then she discovered, looking back over her shoulder,
that her sister was not following behind her. Instead, she was still dancing on the water edge at the River of Wonders. "Glitter, we must go. If we head back to the palace now, all will be safe and well," called Sparkle back to her sister. "Do not worry, Sparkle," said Glitter. "I am sure it is safe. Let's quickly make up another water dance together." Rapidly, the sun disappeared behind a black cloud, and the big black crow was hovering over Enchandream Wood. Its wings were wide and long, and it was fluttering hastily over the top of them both, looking like it was ready to swoop. The crow then saw Sparkle's reflection on the water and flew down with a mighty rush and caught Sparkle by her delicate little wings, then whisked her away in his beak up into the sky. "Help!" cried Sparkle. "Sparkle, I'm coming," Glitter replied in a panic. Glitter then opened her wings and started to fly after the crow, flying with all her speed and might so that she could save her big sister. She was gaining fast and yelling to the mean crow, "Let my sister go!" Glitter reached into her turquoise fairy dress, pulled out handfuls of fairy dust and started to throw it over the crow, hoping this would help. Glitter was not afraid of the crow. She just wanted to help her sister. Closer and closer, Glitter flew to the crow until they were almost side by side. Just then, Dotty looked up at the sky and saw her two fairy friends combating the crow. Dotty flew as fast as she could to alert Selina that there was trouble up in the sky with Sparkle, Glitter, and the crow. Immediately, Selina rang her bluebell alarm in the Willow Palace, which summoned her butterflies and bees. She instructed that they fly as fast as they could, following Dotty to help her daughters tackle the crow in the sky. Flying like the wind, they all joined Glitter and surrounded the crow. The crow was covered with fairy dust, and seeing an army of butterflies and bees, became afraid and opened its beak. Sparkle's wings were released, and she was free from the crow. Glitter caught her sister in her arms and held her tightly in a fairy hug. The butterflies and bees escorted Sparkle and Glitter back to the palace, where Selina thanked them for taking care of the princesses. "We're so very sorry, Mother," said Glitter. "Sparkle told me to leave the water, but I wasn't scared of the noise at all, and I didn't think it would worry anyone." Selina held Sparkle and Glitter tightly in her wings and told them they must obey the rules of Enchandream, as scary and unsafe things can happen at any time. Sparkle and Glitter dropped their eyes in sorrow, nodded, and flew to their mushroom beds. They both hung up their slippers next to the lavender flowers, tucked themselves in, and rested together before drifting off to the land of imagination. Dotty flew in through the window on the willow tree and gave a little nuzzle into Selina. They both looked back up at the starry sky above. "Glitter learnt her lesson this evening, Dotty, by simply not listening," said Selina. "Yet she has demonstrated that she is ever so brave and courageous for battling the crow on her own. I know the power she needs to receive. She has proven this to me, to our kingdom, but most importantly to herself. She has so much courage inside of her." Then Selina stood tall, opened her wings, which changed to all the colours of the rainbow, and sang softly. "My beautiful daughter Glitter, you dance high on your toes. I bring courage here for you. Take it wherever you go. Do not be afraid of anything. You have your mind and spirit, the strength that guides you in your soul. Listen and you will hear it." Selina watched the full moon fill the sky with all the white and silver light it possessed. She whispered to Dotty as they both watched the moonlight beam down on the forest floor below. "Glitter will help all those in Enchandream, Dotty. She has been given the power to be brave, strong, and fearless. She is the fairy of courage, who will comfort the humans and help them to never be afraid of anything." The story of Tinsel, the fairy of love.
The kingdom of Enchandream was getting prepared for the glorious season of autumn and the magical colour change of the leaves, trees and flowers. Bright emerald green transforming into glowing amber orange. The creatures love this time of year. They all like to help the trees and flowers get ready and to catch all the falling leaves so they could be creative and make belongings from them for their oak tree homes. Sparkle and Glitter love to help too. As tiny fairies, they were perfect for looking after the smaller creatures in the kingdom, such as the ladybirds, caterpillars, butterflies, beetles, and baby squirrels. They were all such wonderful friends. They danced together, chased each other, and played games every day. They spent most of their time on adventures and exploring all the amazement of the woods. During this time of seasonal change, Selina was also waiting in anticipation for the arrival of a new fairy princess. Selina wondered what her new daughter would be like, excited that there would be a new addition to the kingdom. As she watched each leaf fall from the trees, she smiled fondly. A fairy would be born anew and grow, just like her fairy princess kingdom would grow again. In the deeper part of Enchandream, beyond the River of Wonders and past the sleeping burrow where the rabbits lay, lived a family of pixies. Pixies are a lot like fairies, but they do not have wings. Instead, pixies are rich in magical powers. They have a magnificent relationship with larger animals, and they are very entertaining and gentle to all those who believe in them. The rabbits in Enchandream are best friends with the pixies. As pixies cannot fly, the rabbits take them wherever they need to go on their backs, whilst the pixies hold on to their soft, fluffy rabbit ears. The king and queen of the pixies in Enchandream were named Aoife and Aoife, respectively. They had a son, called Flynn, who was the prince of the pixies. He was a very handsome pixie prince, with pointed ears, intensely green eyes, and golden hair. Pixies also worked very hard, and the secret to them is that if they are loving enough to the world, they can eventually become a fully fledged fairy and gain their wings. Flynn dreamed that one day he would eventually become a fairy and find his princess, and they would live in the Willow Tree Palace together. The sun slowly began to set on this autumn day. The sky transformed into a beautiful red sunset with the warmest of pink sunshine tones. Sparkle and Glitter knew this was the magical time, and they waited for Selina to introduce their new princess. As warm as fire and as mystic as gems, Selina welcomed the third of the fairy princesses. The kingdom cheered with delight. Sparkle and Glitter danced with joy with Dotty and the other forest friends in the willow tree when Selina appeared, holding in her arms the third princess. Sparkle and Glitter skipped on their tiptoes over to meet the new fairy sister, and saw with delight that she had pink hair and lips, matching the sunset's radiance they had just seen in Enchandream. Sparkle was mesmerised by the blush of her new fairy princess sister.
"Mother, we must name her Tinsel," said Sparkle. "She is shimmering, and I am experiencing a wonderful feeling of happiness in me."
Selina nodded and agreed. "Just like the tinsel that humans place on their Christmas trees in their world, Sparkle, it creates a wonderful feeling, an exceptional shimmer on their trees, just as you feel about your new sister." So, that sunset evening, they named her Tinsel. Once again, Selina now had to wait to see what power she could grant her princess Tinsel, watching to see how she would grow with the help of Enchandream and her sisters. Over time, Tinsel discovered she was fascinated by all things with the colours pink and red. She loved roses, the tulips, and the bright robin's breasts, the berries on the bushes, and the red apples on the trees. Tinsel also wanted all of her dresses in pink and red colours. It made her so happy. Luckily, she already had the pink hair that matched her pink dresses and shoes perfectly. As the days went by and autumn was in the air, Tinsel found herself wanting to be around the creatures of Enchandream who were very close to one another
those who cuddled, those who held hands, those who gave and received kisses to each other. She loved seeing the birds on the oak tree branch hugging and singing together whilst cuddling under each other's wings. Tinsel attended every wedding, applauding and smiling for every creature in the wood that was married by the wise owl at the Evermore tree, standing tall in the kingdom. Tinsel longed to be loved by someone in the same way that the various forest animals loved each other. They were so happy, content, and peaceful to have someone by their side. After honey supper, Tinsel went to her mushroom bed. She closed her eyes and thought of all the love in Enchandream. Every night before she fell asleep, Tinsel would speak the same three words to her sisters and mother. Those three words were, "I love you." These three words made Tinsel fall straight to sleep, knowing that she would always have her sisters and mother beside her, filled with a feeling that meant everything to her heart. The following day, Tinsel was busy cleaning the branches on the willow tree of the palace with a fern leaf, when suddenly she heard a beautiful melodic song, a tune that was so joyful and harmonious that it fascinated her. She looked around the bottom of the tree and down in the shrubs that were growing below. Yet she realized in amazement, looking into the distance with her little ears in the air, that the tune was coming from beyond the River of Wonders. Tinsel put down her cleaning leaf and flew closer to hear the beautiful music. Tinsel concealed herself behind the long grass stems on the hillside. As the music grew louder, she parted the grass with her little hands to peek through. She looked down from the hilltop and saw it was coming from inside the rabbit burrow underneath her. Tinsel flew down from the hill and slowly tiptoed into the burrow. She saw a pixie boy sitting there with his back against the burrow walls, playing a tune with grass strings in a wooden box. It sounded so romantic that Tinsel had to start dancing and swaying to his melody. "Hello," said Flynn, his big green eyes opening wide upon seeing Tinsel in the distance by the burrow. "Oh, hello," said Tinsel timidly. "Please don't stop playing your music. It's so wonderful." Flynn then stood up and walked swiftly over to Tinsel.
"Thank you. I like playing music and singing melodies," said Flynn. "Thank you for dancing to it. What's your name?"
"My name is Tinsel."
"You're a fairy princess," said Flynn, in amazement of this vision before him. "I've always wanted to meet one of you. I've heard that you live in the fairy kingdom."
Tinsel replied, "We do. But I am usually fluttering high in the canopy of the trees in Enchandream cleaning the branches. Yet once I heard this sound and melody you were playing, I had to discover what it was."
"I am so pleased you did," said Flynn.
Tinsel grinned from ear to ear, and with a giggle she waved goodbye to Flynn and started to walk back out of the rabbit's burrow.
"Wait, please, Tinsel," said Flynn. "In case I do not get this chance again with you, please take this."
Flynn removed a bright red stone on a dark brown string from around his wrist and handed it to Tinsel. "What is this? And what a beautiful shape," said Tinsel. "It's so stunning."
"It's a heart," said Flynn. "A heart shape means love."
Tinsel took the heart from Flynn and tied the string around her little wrist. She thanked Flynn and waved goodbye to him. As she flew back to the willow tree, she was overcome with an adoring feeling in her tummy, like 1,000 butterflies all tickling her at once. Tinsel then started humming the melody Flynn was playing, and she danced merrily into the willow palace. Queen Selina watched Tinsel with joy as she skipped into her bedroom. Selina saw and admired how happy Tinsel was, and observing the heart-shaped bracelet around her wrist, Selina knew that it was a gift from the pixies, and now she had the third power she was waiting to offer one day to one of the princesses. Selina flew over to Tinsel, who was still dancing in her bedroom, and held her closely in her arms. "You're so kind, Tinsel. This heart on your bracelet matches the love inside of you. Your heart is so great and devoted, and I know you are blessed with a special gift. The power that I want to grant you entirely is the gift of love." Tinsel then watched Selina's wings open wide
and light up with all the colours of the rainbow. She smiled and watched her mother sing these magic words to her. My dear Tinsel, you love to smile and you are filled with so much love. You care for those around you, in the world and stars above. Your friends and all your family, you tell them, I love you. You have opened your heart to love and the wonders it can do. Tinsel then looked down at her pink dress and saw lots of mini red hearts suddenly magically appear, matching the heart that Flynn's bracelet showed. Tinsel was so very happy and thanked her mother for such a wonderful power, telling her of her adventure in the rabbit burrow. Now open your heart and let others in, Tinsel, said Selina. Flynn is a special friend. If you find happiness and love, then show it. Tinsel then kissed her mother on the cheek and flew back to the burrow just past the River of Wonders, looking for Flynn. She could not wait to tell him what power she had just been given, but Flynn was nowhere to be seen. She looked under the rabbit's bedding, inside the burrow. She called his name and looked under every rock, leaf and stone, but there was no sign of Flynn. Tinsel became very sad, sat down on a toadstool, took her bracelet and held the heart tightly in her hand. She missed Flynn and his music. She was so looking forward to seeing him. Tinsel, not knowing if she would ever see her friend Flynn again, softly whispered and holding the heart bracelet, I love you, Flynn. Tinsel's wings then started to glow bright ruby red, as did all the hearts on her dress and the heart on her bracelet on her wrist. Suddenly, she felt a little tap on her shoulder. She looked behind her, and there he was, Flynn. Flynn, she cried, I'm so happy to see you.
I will always be here for you, Tinsel. The bracelet I gave you has been made magical. Keep it safe. I will forever be here for you.
Unbeknownst to Selina and the other pixies, Aoife and Eva were secretly watching from the oak tree branch above, hiding and peeping over the leaves. Selina, Queen of the Fairies, visited the pixies. Friendship is a special thing, said Selina to the other pixies. Yes, family and friends are, said Eva. Selina, looking at the adoration and loyalty that Tinsel had been granted by a pixie, and knowing she would be the fairy who would possesses all the love in the world, she felt content. Selina then said goodbye to the king and queen of the pixies. She looked back fondly at Tinsel and Flynn, so delighted in each other's company, as she flew away from the oak tree. Flynn started to play Tinsel's favourite music to her again, and she was dancing joyfully along to it, just as she did before, and just as she always would. Gazing at the sunset red sky in the distance, Selina flew gracefully back to her palace in the willow tree. When she had returned, she whispered from the depths of her kingdom below to the rest of her kingdom above and beyond the sky to the human world. If you ever feel your love is lost, look deep in your heart. Love is always there. Believe and you shall find it. Good night.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.